Good morning and welcome back to the finance show of tiptv.co.uk. We're joined here by my co-host Alessia Rustani and Eddie Topfick, who is head of foreign exchange at ADM Investor Services. I remembered that almost correctly.
That's okay.
Right, how are you today, Eddie?
I had a brilliant evening last night. I watched a beautiful piece of art. I saw Dimitri Payet come up and score a free kick, which was sublime. Especially considering it was around some fairly mediocre performances prior to that by the West Ham at the new stadium.
I thought you were talking about real life.
I live in real life.
I'm just picturing you wandering around the Louvre and admiring some beautiful frame.
You're quite a philistine. Art comes in many forms. In this case, it was actually motive.
I think West Ham was one of them, but.
But it was sublime. It was beautiful.
No, I'm sure it was.
It's why it's called The Beautiful Game. If you want to see it, replay it. It's just a brilliant, brilliant free kick.
OK, well, it's probably better if we get on to the financial markets stage. First chart, please, Eddie.
Euro-dollar.
OK.
Now, I thought I'd include this because it's the best example of what happened with Janet Yellen. Mm. And what we have is a bullish engulfing pattern. It's a straightforward bullish engulfing pattern from yesterday's action. We went below the 200-day moving average, which had been support at that until that point, during the course of the day. We held up over the 2015 50 cent Fib, which is 111.25, as you can see. Right. It just went below it down to about 111.20.
Yes.
And then we moved up. We've now closed. And today, as you can see by the follow-on, is the follow-on.
Yeah.
We're now above the nearby moving average, 50 cent Fib, which is 111.71. We're testing a higher one at 112.33. It would put possibly 112.63 in play, which is the next resistance. And the previous high, which I think was the week of the 12th, which is just over 112.80. Now, if we manage to get two closes over that, that then puts the downtrend in play and also the shift pitchfork, which is higher than that, around about the 113.20 area. So we now have an opportunity, possibly, for further action, but we need closes above the levels, around these levels we are, to build further action higher.
Overall, are you, the overall trend of the euro, so far has been very,
The overall trend, look at the EMAs, all sideways, basically.
Yes.
They've all congested within an area between 112 and 111.50, really, 111.40.
Right.
So we're actually seeing a situation where the congestion is coming in and in and in. Option play would have been good on this sort of thing. It still is, possibly, sending out the money calls and puts and then looking to expand on it once there's a break. But it's coming into a narrowing within the action. Overall, we still have the shift pitchfork, which is showing a lower move, but it's not necessarily acting at the moment. And the nearby stuff is specifically on that bullish engulfing pattern. The follow-on to that possibly move up to 112.63. That's where the key level is at the moment.
Yeah.
The next high, which is just over 112.80, and then the two downtrend lines that you can see. And that's the interesting issue. We've had a little bit of a direction. There's no other risk factors now until November, really.
So could you tell me why you wouldn't want to be long of the euro, given that Eddie Nutter would believe that the Fed are going to raise rates even in December?
That wouldn't be me.
That's him. I think at this particular moment, there is no change in interest rates. You won't have anything till December, but there's a lot of action between December. Look ahead for a week, a month,
like
maybe.
What? Trump becoming president? So you,
that's November.
So you buy, so
what
you
about
buy
October? A risk month, normally. Yeah, we're not seeing any action in there. At the moment, the euro is a safe haven currency.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, isn't it surprising the euro hasn't actually risen rather more sharply than it has?
No, because there's nothing going on necessarily. Liquidity is not that big, I think, at the moment. You're having narrow ranges relatively.
Okay, let's go to the next market then.
Now, dollar yen. I thought I'd follow on. Sorry, please.
No, we were discussing this with Nicole earlier, and we were talking about the 100 level, which seems to be a very key support, psychological support. Mm. I think the last time I mentioned this with you, you said that it's likely we may take out the 100 briefly.
Yeah.
Because there's a sort of, high
psychological,
psychological and high-frequency trading around that area.
Of course, we've done that in the past.
Yeah, taking stops out.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, do you think that 100 level will hold or could hold, and then we'll see a little bit of a bounce back up all around?
Now, if you remember last time, I said key reversals in dollar yen are suspect. At this particular point, I draw your attention to the one which happened at the beginning of September, and I wrote false key reversal up there. It was, and that I mentioned that last time. Since then, we've had the great move down, and it looked like at that time that the shift pitchfork, which is, as you can see, it's brilliant. The upper tine of it is giving you the downtrend line. It's coincident. So you could have drawn this in July and said, any time it comes close to this line, sell. And sell. And sell again. And sell for the third time or fourth time there.
Right.
So that, and then you look to maybe go anywhere near around par, or par 50, and cover in short positions. And that would have been good. So at this particular point, I've seen the resistance area at the moment is that trend line, which is originally the upper tine of the shift pitchfork. Par 100, yes, that is an interesting area to support. But I still believe it's a psychological. Mm-hmm. I still believe that there is the buying, if it comes from major sources, whether it's Campo or some of the other pension funds, or even the Bank of Japan itself, or other entities which have been subscribed to join in, that's going to be coming in from around about subpar, par 99.70, 99.50, and my personal one is 99.30. I always think that you let it go through. 70 ticks through 100 makes you believe this is done.
Right.
And that's when it, when the trap closes.
So you're talking about
bear traps. You love bear traps.
I do. We just got a minute left, so we could just go through the last...
Dollar Brazil. Now, at that time, as we spoke, I said there's the beginnings of a move up, and lo and behold, it did try higher, but then I said also 317.60. It needs to close above 317.60, the July high. It didn't manage, and it's come straight back down again. And we're now on the verge of breaking that Andrew's pitchfork and saying this one is no longer valid.
You're looking for a break above the July high, you say?
Yeah, the July 6th.
That would make it
337.16.
Oh, okay, 337.16.
Sorry, 337.16. Two closes above that, mm-hmm. and I think I mentioned at the time, that's when you get confirmation. But at that particular point, the angle of attack was given by that Andrew's pitchfork.
Right.
Now, today, or rather last night, was the first time it's gone below it. We haven't had two closes below it yet.
Right.
We need two closes below it, and we haven't had that yet. If this reverts back and goes over 324.21, which is the 50% Fib, then this move down is false. And that's a great opportunity there. You look at it and go, tonight, is it going to close above 324.21? If it doesn't, and we have a close below, say, 321.15 or 321.20, then there's an opportunity now for it to go down to 316.
Okay, well, with that intrigue in mind, Eddie Topfig, Head of Foreign Exchange, ADM Investor Services International, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back after the break.